Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Showtime.
Are you ready? You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
How y'all feel? Motivated.
Do you got your popcorn ready?
Ready?
On three. One, two, three. It's showtime.
I'm psyched.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good morning, everybody. Happy Monday to you. It is Sports Daily. It is Shane and Bruce here in a little bit, and Max sitting in for Jad. And it's Thanksgiving week. And for some in the education industry, happy week off. Happy Thanksgiving week off, if this applies to you. A lot to get to here today on a Monday Sports Daily. Glad you could join us here on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. We've got, of course, the Chiefs game to talk about. That's going to that'll be at 9:25 or so. Boy, you didn't think that the Raiders were going to beat Chiefs twice, did you? Although for about half the game or more, it looked like it was entirely possible. But as usual, Patrick Mahomes had the last laugh, so we'll talk about that at 9:25. Weekend rewind in this segment. A lot of stuff happened over the weekend that at least deserves some mention, and we'll get to that here in just a second as we lay out what's on tap. Brought to you by Side Pockets at the corner of Kellogg and Tyler. Tyler Crossing, home of the Daily Lunch Special. We appreciate them for letting us know what's on tap every single day. The Twitter question coming up, of course, at 9:45, it was brought to us by a Twitter follower. So we continue in the spirit of giving here on Thanksgiving week. Thanks to Jeff on Twitter, who brought us a really, really good Twitter question. So we'll get to that in a second. That's coming up about 41 minutes from now or so. NFL Rewind coming up at 10 o'clock. What we learned from this most recent week, that it will be wrapped up tonight in what should be a good one between the LA Rams and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Monday Night Football. And then we'll have a little good news, bad news, college football style, coming up at 10:25. And Bruce and I both need Tampa Bay to win and cover tonight to make it just an okay week picks-wise, as we've kind of stalled out recently in the picks. So all that's coming up, plus your phone calls at 869-1240. If you want to join in on the hotline here on a Monday Sports Daily. So, again, thanks for joining us, and hopefully we'll keep you entertained and informed over the next couple of hours as we start off another week. What will be a kind of a shortened week, I guess. The only thing we'll do here on Sports Daily is take Thanksgiving off, and Max will be sitting in for Jad most of the week, and we will be back, Lord willing, on Friday. After Thanksgiving, on what we hope is also a busy Friday. And Bruce, as I welcome you in, it is college basketball game week, among other things. We had all kinds of stuff to kind of mull over that maybe didn't necessarily deserve a segment of its own today, although that might be arguable. But to me, that's the big one that we've turned a corner necessarily, but for most of the country and most of the universities, we at least have something to look forward to on Wednesday, and that's opening night or opening day of college basketball season.
Yeah, I don't know if we've turned a corner, but we're going to play basketball. So now let's just see what happens. And as we continue to navigate this very interesting time around the holidays, with the pandemic in full and vicious swing right now, I'm not going to lie. There's a part of me that's holding my breath a little bit, Shane, to be really honest with you. But, but I understand. I get it. I mean, you've got these youngsters that that are ready to get back and play and, to start a season. And, I just hope it goes well. That's all I can say is I hope it goes well and hope that that we're not just padding COVID stats as we head in towards the back part of the week.
Well, as far as that goes, because we've had, and I'm speaking of Wichita State in particular, we've had so little access to the program over the last month or so. And I understand it. I'm not complaining about it by any means. I don't think the practices should necessarily be opened to us or, media or the like. Probably shouldn't. But because of that, we don't know necessarily how often practice just got canceled because somebody showed some symptoms or there were enough kids in quarantine just to be safe that we didn't have a practice. And I guess I'm talking about the women too, because they're supposed to open up on Friday. So as far as the safeguards are concerned and as far as the bullets that have been dodged that we have perceived, we just don't know that. There's no proof that some of these players haven't tested positive for COVID and have gotten over it since then or have quarantined right now. So as far as the protocols and the stops and starts, I'm quite sure that even though it's game week, the men and the women, and not just Wichita State, I'm sure it's happened all over the place, just places that we haven't heard, that there has been some, the ball hadn't been bouncing in Coke Arena, or when normally practice is in full swing, nothing's going on, and we just haven't heard about it. So hopefully, because of all that, we can have a couple of squads that are as healthy as they can be on Wednesday when it comes to the men, and Friday as it pertains to the women.
Yeah, that's the hope, and it's exciting. There's no question about it. And getting something going that means so much to us as sports fans, particularly those of us in our part of the country where college basketball really rules. There's no question. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'm just a little nervous about it. That's all. Just a little cautious and a little nervous about it. But I hope it comes off well, and I hope those youngsters all stay healthy, and we can get off to a decent start and play some college hoops. So that's the hope at any rate.
Over the weekend, a bit of coaching news out of Wichita State, the men. Billy Kennedy has joined the Shocker coaching staff, and it's an interesting hire because of Isaac Brown's familiarity with Billy Kennedy going all the way back to when Isaac was a player, former Texas A&M coach, among other stops, will be joining Isaac Brown and be an assistant on his staff after there was a vacancy on it. He's expected to be on the bench Wednesday in Sioux Falls. He will be certainly fast-tracked as far as game plan, players' names, stuff like that. He brings 34 years of D1 coaching experience to the bench. Head coach Texas A&M, Murray State, Southeastern Louisiana, Centenary way back when. Spent 11 seasons as an assistant at seven different places, including A&M, way back in 1990-91, and Isaac Brown was a starting point guard that year. So there's some familiarity there, and there was some question of whether Wichita State would fill that vacant spot, and they have just in time. Interesting hire. We'll see how not just Billy Kennedy, but anybody can hit the ground running just a few days before the season starts. And of course, he's going to have to go through COVID protocol and all that good stuff before they take off, which I assume, by the way, is today. That's why I'm going to guess that they would head to South Dakota today, practice tomorrow, and get ready to play Wednesday. So Billy Kennedy, with plenty of experience, joining the Shocker bench and helping out the Isaac Brown era as it starts here in a couple of days.
Makes perfect sense, and it's a good move, I think, by Isaac Brown. It's a confident move by Isaac Brown, who's not afraid to surround himself with people that he knows can help him in his venture here, his first time as a head coach. I liked it. I thought it showed some maturity, and like I said, I thought it showed some security, some confidence in himself. To surround him with the type of people that can help him be successful. So I don't know much about Billy Kennedy. I know that he succeeded Mark Turgeon at Texas A&M. And, and I know something about him from that standpoint, but don't really know much about his style, about his acumen, about it, you know, anything really about him, other than the fact that he's been a head coach and that he's been a somewhat successful head coach. So that's good stuff. You can't go wrong with having guys around you that have that kind of experience. And that's good stuff, and I think it shows something from Isaac Brown.
Considering that he's been in your shoes, you know, right. and as recently as a couple of years ago. And he's a basketball lifer, it would appear, you know, 34 years in the game. And he's helping to mentor a guy that's trying to be a college basketball lifer in Isaac Brown. This is an interesting season for Isaac for many, many, many reasons.
Obviously, oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
Obviously, this isn't the way he wanted it to happen. But, you know, we kicked around this idea and never really honed in on what the answer was or what the magic number would be for Isaac Brown. And I think most Shocker fans think that maybe that he is just a placeholder until, you know, the athletic department runs a national search at the end of next year. And I'm putting words in Shocker fans' mouth, but I've seen it enough on social that Here's who we need to go get and this and that. And I've been from the start like, well, now hold on a second. Is it out of the realm of possibility that this job is Isaac Brown's? Because what, I mean, there's got to be a number, right? Where,
well, you would think.
There's
right.
got to be a number where Darren Boatwright says, well, hang on a second. We might have our guy right here, right now. And this is a long way down the road. We're going to have to fast forward to April. But isn't it possible that the next head coach at Wichita State is already sitting on the bench?
Yes, it is entirely possible. And that's another component of this season that's exciting. What does that look like? I mean, if Isaac Brown is good enough to have this job this time next year, then that's going to mean pretty good things this season, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I'm first in line cheering for Isaac Brown. I can tell you that much.
Yep, yep.
Absolutely first in line and want to see nothing but success for him. This is a tremendous opportunity. You're right. Situation is probably not what he would have chosen. But you know something? That's kind of how things are. And you've got to be ready to strike when the opportunity comes.
Yep.
And this is a tremendous opportunity for him, And I hope that it goes exceedingly well for him, and that this time next year we're getting ready, or we've already started another season with Isaac Brown at the helm for Wichita State. It would mean really good things for this season. So get after it, Isaac.
Yep, and it starts Wednesday, so hopefully things go well in the next 48 hours. We'll have a game to preview starting on Wednesday. It'll be Wichita State and Utah State from Sioux Falls, the Crossover Classic, the Bad Boy Mowers Crossover Classic. After, I think, three schools/teams have bowed out, including Creighton, A&M, well, maybe four now, Dayton, who was supposed to be the Shockers' original opponent. Now it's Utah State. Northern Iowa's replaced Creighton. But anyway, hopefully we'll have some basketball to preview coming up on Wednesday. Also, a programming reminder on Wednesday, Lee Sterling will join us then instead of Friday. So we're mixing him around just a little bit ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday coming up on Thursday. Bruce and I will be back on Friday. To have a show for you live on Friday, as we have the State Farm picks. We've got Shocker women's basketball Friday afternoon on Black Friday for you.
It's an exciting week, really.
It will be. It will be.
Jam-packed. It really is. It's an exciting week. That's great.
Yep. And we'll have Dan Israel on tomorrow, as usual, to talk about Chiefs' most recent victory, 35-31 last night on Sunday Night Football over the Raiders. We'll talk about that in the second segment. A couple other things to clean up before we really get going on the show. We talked to Adam Knapp, what was it, a week ago? Week and a half ago? I think it was a week ago.
Yeah, it was last week.
Yeah, last week, about God Save the Wings. Well,
right.
The St. Louis International Film Festival had its award ceremony last night, and God Save the Wings won for Best Documentary.
Oh, isn't that fantastic?
Beat out 47 other documentaries. So congratulations, God Save the Wings, and good friend of the show, Adam Knapp, as they won the Leon Award for Best Documentary at the St. Louis International Film Festival.
That's wonderful. So glad to hear that.
Yep.
And it really is.
Good.
So cool.
Good stuff. Also, Ark City did it. I don't know if you heard, Bruce, but Ark City.
Dude, I did. Not only did I hear about it, and it's not like I paid attention to it, but I knew it on Friday night.
Yep.
I was actually like just kind of monitoring elements of social media, and kept hearing they were not only in the game, they were leading the game. They ended up winning the game by one. Is that correct? Over McPherson?
28-27. Correct. Yes.
Bingo. And Ark City is going to the state championship. Now, I've got a story to tell you here on this that is kind of, I think it's interesting. Cooper Pierce, who is one of my son's main guys, who he rolls with down at Southwestern, their basketball teammates, and he's an Ark City guy. And so we're down there a month ago or whenever it was, for a game, and we take them out to eat afterwards. And I asked Cooper, who I think still has a brother at Ark City, I said, well, how's their football team? He said, oh, they're horrible. and at that point they were like 1-3 or something like that. I mean, they were just off to a horrible start. So I haven't had a chance to catch up with Coop on that. But all of a sudden, but since then, since that night, they hadn't lost a game or something, or they've only lost one or two games or something like that, and they've won all of these games in the playoffs. So here they are now going to the state finals. I mean, are you flipping kidding me? I can't remember Ark City. Ark City was really good. There was a period in the 80s when Ark City was really good, and I mean really good.
Yeah.
Wrestling, football, I mean, they were – outstanding, but it's been a while.
It has. Mid-80s, as my memory serves. I went to college with Travis Wyckoff, who was a really good.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Travis.
Yeah, he's from Ark City.
That's right.
He was a really good two-way player, a little younger than me, but we overlapped a couple of years. And yeah, it was mid-late 80s. They had a minute, Ark City did, but I don't know since then. But they are 6-6 and going to the state finals. So we will probably unpack a little of that as the week goes too. So get you caught up on who's playing for a state title as the week goes. All right, Max, let's get out of here. Max setting in for Jad. So we'll get into the show. We'll start talking about the Chiefs last night and what was kind of a weird game. Chiefs defense was non-existent for about two quarters, and then Patrick Mahomes cranked it up and Clyde Edwards-Helaire was pretty good. And the bottom line was the Chiefs won again. They get to 9-1. They avoid the season sweep. College football, we've got some good news, bad news, college football style coming up about an hour from now. That's a main staple on a Monday in hour number two. We'll get to that. Cindy, a Twitter question. We got all kinds of stuff to get to here on a Monday Sports Daily. It is Shane Dennis and it's Bruce Hurdle. Max sitting in for Jad. We need to let you know that you can help the KFH toy drive created specifically for these unprecedented times we're facing. Please visit KFH Radio on Facebook. Just select a virtual toy donation that works best for you or your business, whether it's a ball, a doll, or a bike. Toys for Tots will turn your monetary donations into real toys, providing real smiles for real kids, not only this Christmas, but for years to come. Please go to KFH Radio on Facebook if you can.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.